Blog Talk Radio.
Grace and peace be unto you. Welcome each of you to Ignite, our weekly broadcast centered on infusing you with the Word of God, inciting His power, and provoking His passion within you. Our desire is that our broadcast will establish growth, new zeal, and God's purpose for your life. This is Pastor Lakeisha Camp Grant, founder of A Diamond in the Rough Ministries, and I will be your weekly infuser. I am delighted at the opportunity to usher you into the best part of your life. Stay tuned.
Good evening. I am so delighted to have you guys join me on the line as we're getting ready for our weekly Ignite Live Bible study. I thank God for this day. This has truly been an awesome day. I thank God. It has truly been an awesome day. God gave me some revelation and downloads, and I'm excited about it. Hey, sweetie. And today has really been a great day. It's been a great day. We're here on this side of the living, and I just want to go over, you know, our preliminary. We just want to thank you for tuning in. For the people that's in the house, we thank you for coming out to hear what the Lord has to say. If this is your first time tuning into Ignite Live on Thursday evening, please, please, please do go to our website at www.citrministries.com. You can find a host of information about upcoming events that we may be having, our service times. And please, 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 sir or ma'am, we would love to see you join us here. We would love to see your place, your faith in the place. I will be your infuser for this evening. My name is Pastor Tasha Simmons. And on behalf of our apostle, in her absence, Apostle Lakeisha Grant, she sends her love. She's pulling away. How many of us know it's important that we all have some balance? If you're the one pouring into others all the time, it is essential to be refilled. And so she is away doing that, and she has left us here to go forth with the Lord, how she's been training us. And so we are ready for the task, and I just truly, truly, truly honor God for this assignment and what He has called my hands to do. Now, one more thing, and then we can get into the Word. It is the weather report. So, y'all, I feel like the fall is trying to get me. I'm not happy about it. It's the Lord's doing, but I feel a little chill in the air. It's a little chill. It's not summertime. I feel like the autumn is trying to push her way in here now. And so, but it's still beautiful. It's not raining. And so we can get out, and it's still daylight late in the evening, so we can still enjoy that. So that's good. And so that's it. I think we're going to go ahead and get into everybody's situated, transitioning from work to getting here. And sometimes that can be a little bit of a push. We're torn in several different directions and have to kind of shake off the day. So I'm going to enter into a word of prayer, and then we can go right ahead with our Bible study this evening. So, Lord God, we thank you for this day, Lord God, that you have shown fit to show us, God. Lord God, we thank you for the activity of our limbs, Lord God. God, we thank you for a reasonable portion of our minds, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for being the center of our lives, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you that you have already ordained everything concerning us, Lord God. And even though it may appear sometimes not to be well, Lord God, we know all things work together for those who love you and called into your purpose, Lord God. God, we thank you for this evening, Lord God. We thank you for the word that's going to come forth, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you hide me, Lord God. Remove me, Lord God, and let only your word be spoken to your people, Lord God. Lord God, open their eyes, open their hearts, Lord God, so they may be receptive to your word, Lord God. It's not my word, it's your word, Lord God. It's your word that breaks bondage, Lord God, that set the captives free, Lord God. And I thank you in advance for it. And in Jesus' name we pray and give you honor. Amen. So today we kind of been talking about, we've been in the pocket of talking about being free and being released from bondage, and our promises are on the horizon, and our blessings are on the horizon. And so the Lord gave me a word, the journey to destiny. So if I had to tag it, that's what I would call it, the journey to destiny. And a lot of times we get confused with the journey, feeling like it's a curse, feeling like we have not done our due diligence, feeling like God does not love us,
feeling like God has forsaken us, but really that's not the case. The case is we're just in the process of being processed, and it's our journey. And there's no other way to look at it, but the enemy will try to use that against us and make us feel like that we're not in the right pocket with God, when and truly, indeed, we are in the pocket, and that's why we're on our journey. So I want us to talk about a very familiar pericope, a very familiar story. All of us know about Joseph, and that Joseph, if I had to think about Joseph, was a little bit cocky. He was a little bit cocky, y'all. He was a little full of himself, and I don't think it was malicious. I just think that he was so excited about what God had shown him that it came out in an arrogant way. It came out in an overzealous way. It came out in a, I'm better than you, and look what God is going to do to me. And so long story short, Joseph has a situation with his brothers. His brothers was planning on plotting on killing him, but one of the brothers was like, no, this is too much. We can't go that far. But we can throw him in a ditch and leave him for dead. And that's exactly what they did. And you think to yourself in that situation, and many of us will find ourselves, God has given us a word. God has given us revelation about something. But we find ourselves in these traumatic situations and be like, well, God, this don't add up. This is not what you said. Wait a minute. You said that I was head and not the tail, but now I'm feeling like, or I'm in a situation or the perception of feeling like I am now the tail and somebody else is over top of me ruling me versus you, God, being in control of things. And I see that Joseph found himself in this place. And I want us to go to Genesis 39. And I'm feeding up the story. So, you know, he gets left off and abandoned, and he gets sold into slavery. And it doesn't match up with the word that God had given him that he was going to be ruler and that he was going to be able to help the people and set the people free. It did not seem that way. If I'm captive, how can I free anybody else? So turn with me to Genesis 39. And Joseph was brought down from Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guards, an Egyptian, brought him of the hands of the Israelites, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hands. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him oversee of his house and all that he had put into his hands. So I was looking at the story, and I was like, well, you know, I really want us to talk about deliverance. Development takes us to our destiny. So in order to have deliverance, you have to find yourself in a situation of having to be set free from something. That's exactly what deliverance means. The action of being rescued. Well, a lot of us, we want to be free, and that's been our mantra. We are free, we're free, we're free. Lord God, you have set me free. But in order for us to get freedom, we have to find ourselves in a place of deficiency. But we want God to remove the deficiency, but we don't realize that that is just a character building for us. We just want God to just mysteriously take us from being born to our destiny. We don't want to go through the process of anything. We have become very lazy saints. We don't have any stick-to-itness. We fake, we fumble, we fall under any kind of pressure that we may find ourselves in. But this is the way I believe God develops that in us, that he takes us through our process of journeying to destiny. And so Joseph found himself in a situation where he had been sold into slavery, and he finds himself in Potiphar's house, and he has all this favor, and God is pleased with him, right? So in his situation, he's probably like, I don't understand why I'm here. Like, this doesn't add up. But clearly God is saying, I am pleased with you, even though looking from your natural eyes, it seems like you've been taken away from your family. Your brothers have betrayed you. You don't know where your father at. You're in a foreign land. You're called to serve this man that you really don't know. He's barking orders at you, I can imagine. But yet, God is saying, I'm pleased with you. I'm satisfied with what you have been doing thus far. And so he had to be delivered. I think his initial deliverance issue was he was a little puffy. He was a little arrogant. It's good when God releases a word to us, but we also have to know when it's in season.
sometimes we get so excited about the word, like, oh, my God, God just spoke to me, and we want to share it, but it's not the time to share, or we want to put our hands to the plow and make it happen instead of allowing God to manifest it. Being in the right posture and allowing God to work through us. But we get a word and we want to tell people, yeah, because this is what the Lord said about me and this is what I'm going to do. And people are like, wait a minute, Walter. And it does not add up. So I believe that was the first phase with Joseph. He needed to be delivered from his pride. You know, he had to be delivered from trying to make it himself. You know, he went, not only did he tell it to his brothers, but he went back again and told them a different version of the dream. Like, yo, y'all ain't get with me the first time, but let me tell you, because it's finna go down, because this is what he said about me. I don't know about y'all, but, you know, I'm this and I'm that. And that's how we do. And there's nothing wrong with being excited about God and being excited in Christ, but make sure you understand the passage that you're going in, that you don't want to be so arrogant that you're minimizing somebody else, because basically that's what he was doing. Like, y'all ain't talking about nothing. Jesus don't fool. God don't fool with y'all. He fooled with me. I'm his boy. What? I can use anybody.
Yeah.
And that's how we do. We feel like we get one foot out of whatever sticky situation, a messy situation we was in, and we the be-all, know-all. But that's not the case. If it wasn't for the grace of God, we would still be stuck. Why not extend a hand out?
That's right.
But that wasn't his issue, his situation, so I believe that's what God was first trying to do with getting him delivered. He went from being in a place where he was comfortable, he was attending to the animals, he had favor with his father. He was good. His brothers might not fool with him too tough, but he was good. But he got a little ahead of himself. And God was like, well, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. And then we do realize God permits all things. So him being found in that ditch was not on mistake. It was God's permissive will. And so even in that, God was not mad at him. He just needed to teach him something. He wanted to work on some character issues with him. And so that's what he kept reiterating, the fact that I found favor in him. And you are a prosperous man, or you are a prosperous woman. And I'm going to see it come to fruition. I'm going to see it come to completion. And so we know how the story goes on, that Joseph found himself in the house, in Potiphar's house, and he became really big, like a real big deal. Like, but his approach this time was different. He was very humble. And this, so it went on where Potiphar's wife wanted to sleep with him. But she seen the anointing of God on him, and she was like, Hey, boy, you looking real good, and you prosperous, and, you know, you running things over here. I know my husband in charge, but, like, you back him in charge. And he was like, no, your husband has pretty much given me any and everything except for you. That shows us right there that God was developing him.
Right.
Because the old him might have been like, well, I mean, you know, he has given me charge to everything in his palace. I guess that might include you, too. But he had changed. But it's something about adversity that God uses to challenge our character and to get us from step A to step B. So he had to go through this. He had to be ratted out and mistreated by his brothers to really get some form of appreciation, to have appreciation of relationship. Because he had an issue with his brothers. That's relational. And here comes this woman that's offering him, you know, her goodies. That's relational. And so he decided, I'm going to take a different approach. I'm not going to be healthy. I'm not going to be full of myself. I'm not going to be like, well, you know, a Potiphar don't know. He don't know. And so he decided that he was framed wrongfully. But I have to imagine, if God is taking us through deliverance, if he was able to get entangled in this situation, not of his own, but of God's will, that it was still yet something else to work out. Maybe this time he was a know-it-all. He could have been a know-it-all. You know, I'm in control. He might have still been dealing with a certain measure of being conceited or, you know, self-absorbed to a certain extent. Now, he was starting to work out his integrity because he decided he was not going to sleep with the woman. But it was still another measure that God had to deal with him. And so he find himself, now he in jail. And he'd have been sold, you know, left out for dead.
Mm-hmm.
He'd have been sold off as a slave.
Yeah.
Now you've been accused of rape. Now you in jail. Now here you go. Now I think he's getting a lesson because now he's willing to help some other captive people to set, get free. He was like, the exchange is, hey, when you get out of here, mention my name. Mention my name. Let the people, let Potiphar know what I'm doing down here. Now, kind of a little bit, he's setting himself up for fall again. He kind of, because, you know, he got the favor of the Lord with him. The Lord is pleased with him. He has prospered everything at his hand. He was doing an exceptionally great job running the affairs of the kingdom. But he found himself in a sticky situation, and that's how we find ourselves. That deliverance is just a form of developing us. And if we really looked at it from that perspective, that is not to minimize us, is not to steal our dreams, is not to make us feel like, oh, we're inadequate, we're not fit, God doesn't love us. But it is really a tool for development. So development is the process of being developed or being developed. Develop is advanced or elaborate or elevated to a specific degree. If we're all in the phase of going through some form of deliverance, God wants to develop us so that he can elevate us. So that's really what it is, because if we look at every time he went through some type of opposition, he came up a little higher. He found himself in a better situation. But sometimes we lose sight of that. We don't see it in that perspective. We just, woe is me, I'm going through, God don't love me, I just want to give up. Some people get to the point where they want to commit suicide, life is just not adding, you're a Debbie Downer, you're a drunken John, you're a crackhead Tim. You know what I'm saying? You find yourself in all these different situations needing deliverance, and God want to set you free, but he want to set you free for elevation.
That's right.
But we can't see it from that perspective. We just want to stay stuck on our situation and not seeing the fullness of destiny, the fullness of what God created us to do and to be. And so working through Joseph, God was trying to show him, I'm going to call you to a multitude of people. I'm going to call you to a multitude of people, and I need you ready when they come. I don't need you to be sidetracked. I don't need you to be full of yourself. I don't need you to want to be stingy. I want to work on forgiveness through your heart. Because when he found himself in prison and the two guys left him, he could have been bitter like, yo, I interpret your dream. I helped you out. Y'all just going to leave me like this? Like, I don't fool with y'all. But that was another part of his deliverance. God was working through unforgiveness through him. How a lot of us deal with unforgiveness, but that's blocking our destiny.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we don't know what we're going to come up against. And a lot of times God uses those very things we struggle in as our platform. I can say for myself, I deal with a lot of relationship issues. And so what God called me to do is to interact with people all the time. And I'd be like, Lord, sometimes I don't really want to fool with them. But he'd be like, no, you have to. You don't have no choice. What have I called you to do? I called you to pastor my people. And so you have to deal with people if you're going to pastor them. You can't just leave them to their own demise.
Right.
And so in that, he has taken me through a phase of looking at every aspect of my life, every hurt, every disappointment, every trust issue, to be like, wow, you were preparing me for destiny. You were preparing me for where you wanted to take me. But I didn't see it that way for a very long time. I just was like, well, God is displeased with me. He don't want to use me. I ain't fitting. You know, I was making it self-absorbed versus trying to see things from God's perspective. And God's perspective was, it was what he had preordained for our lives. That's all it is. It's really, what can you wake up every single day and not live without? Right. What can you wake up every single day and not live without? Cars can flee. Money can flee. Relationships can flee. What can we, I mean, really, when we peel back all these things and we think about it, what have we been preordained? I mean, like, really, that's what I want us to challenge us to really think about. What have we been preordained to do? Like, nobody else can do it. God specifically created it for us to do. And if we don't do it, It's a void there. And we already know God's word is not going to go void. So you can either do it by choice or by force.
Yep.
One or the other. Because it has to be done. We're holding up somebody else's destiny.
Amen.
Because we don't want to get in the right perspective, because we don't want to look at our deliverance, our being set free, our development is moving us onto a journey to our destiny.
Amen.
That's really all it is. It's just taking you from step A to step B. And I just said that, but really that's all it is. It's getting in the car, putting your seatbelt on, starting the ignition, and be like, okay, Lord, take the wheel. That's our part. We're supposed to get in the car, shut the door, put your seatbelt on, start the ignition. And then you're like, Lord, you do it. That's what deliverance is. We have to realize without having some issues, then God can't use those issues to shape us. It's necessary. Everything is, if we had all rosy days, we couldn't appreciate anything. Without the rain, there would be no crops. Then what would we eat? Like, we want all sunshiny days and everything by and by. How could we cultivate us? We're unappreciative now, even going through bad stuff sometimes. So how would it be if we just had all rosy days and, you know, the Lord never corrected us and we just kind of do what we wanted to do? What kind of chaos would we live in? Who really would be set free? Exactly, nobody. So we can't lose sight that God is, as we're looking at the story, that God was really, really delivering Joseph, but it did not look like deliverance. It looked like a setback. But it looked like a setback. That's where you can know. That's right there. This is when the Lord is dealing with me. Now, some things we do bring on ourselves. Some things we do, but we know some things we struggle with. It's beyond us. We had no control of it. It was just God's will for it to happen to us. You know, sometimes you hear people say, well, if God is a loving God, how could this happen? How could children die? You know, how could people be raped? We don't have an answer to that. We don't have an answer to that. But it was according to God's will somewhere. We can't give answer to that because in our own natural mind, we can't comprehend that. We can't comprehend. We want everything to satiate us and make us feel good, but that's not always the case. God has given us a host of emotions, and so we have to tap into all those emotions. It's just how you act in those emotions. So going on with the story that, you know, Joseph had to go through a whole lot of setbacks to come up. And if we take a survey of our lives, a lot of us can see, you know, this is some places that I've really been struggling. I've really been trying to get set free. Some people might be having financial situations like, Lord, every time I get a couple of quarters, some come up. Well, what is the Lord trying to sharpen in you? I mean, really take the time to say, you know what? This has happened more than one time. This has happened more than three times. This has happened five, six times. Lord, what you trying to do? Take that kind of approach. Take that kind of posture. Lord, what are you trying to say to me? Because there ain't no way you're going to keep giving me the same situation, and you're not trying to speak through it. What's really going on? And so once we take the posture of getting ready for our deliverance or accepting our deliverance, even if it looks like a setback, and allowing God to develop us, develop all of those quirks and schisms and issues and stuff that we have allowed to attach to ourselves, allow God to work those things out. And then you'll be fit for your destiny. But until you can work through all of those things or allow God to work through those things, you're just spinning your wheels because he can't use you. You're not ready yet. And so that was the whole thing with Joseph. He wasn't ready yet. You know, God did say those things to him when he was out in the field. He did. He did say that, but it wasn't time. And he jumped the gun. And so he had to go through all these years of setbacks or what were perceived to be disappointments and letdowns to finally come up to be like, oh, God, that's what you was doing. That's what you was up to. And I think that we need to, you know, kind of search ourselves sometimes and slow down. You know, he was in there with the butler and the baker, and he interpreted their dreams, and they went on, and what he perceived to be, you know, they going on with their life and I'm left behind. You know, we find ourselves in that situation. We see what we deem as other people being elevated, and we still stuck. We're like, Lord, I felt like I did everything you told me to do. Why am I still here? Can something else be working through us? And if we could just look at it from that vantage point, it will go so much easier. But we kick against the grain. We fight against the grain. God can't get out of us what he has stored in us because he has to unpack all that other stuff that we have gotten tainted with. So I want to challenge us to really start to think about our deliverance and what God has set us free from. Really begin to start to think about those places. You know, a lot of times we look at them and we think that's just negative and I'm just so glad I'm out of this situation. But really, if you take survey and really, really think about, God, what have you set me free from? And then that will give you insight of what God is trying to do and set you up for and develop you for. If okay, point in case. If Joseph was supposed to be in charge of a nation, he couldn't deal with integrity issues. If he was supposed to be in charge of all of the resources and feeding the people, if he had a tricky hand and he was a thief, God couldn't use him in that position.
Right.
So if you seem like it, like I'm saying about the finances, you see yourself always struggling with finances, what is God trying to give to you? It seems like it's your demise because I can't never get my bills straight, I can't get my money straight. But what is God really on the cusp of doing for you? If he's dealing with you in your finances, guess what? 9 times out of 10, he's calling you to wealth. He's calling you to wealth, and he needs you to get your integrity in line. If God is, if you keep having situations where you feel like everybody you meet is hating on you and you having relationship issues, with, maybe God's calling you to people. Look at those places where you really be like, Lord, I don't understand. I feel like I'm doing everything right, and I'm having these situations. The Lord said, this is the very place I'm going to use you in. This is going to be your platform. Really, it's going to be your platform. If you have an issue or you deal with insecurities and things of that nature, like not appreciating your wealth and knowing who you are, then you're going to have issues with Christ. You're going to have issues with Christ, and he's going to call you to people that cannot relate to you, to those issues. That's the bottom line, y'all. That's what I'm really trying to say. Those situations you struggle with, those are the situations you're going to help somebody else get set free in.
Amen.
Those are the areas you're going to help somebody else get set free in. And so it's essential that we go from our deliverance to our development to our destiny.
Amen.
We can't do one without the other. We want to just have destiny, and then we want it to be developed and then delivered. Well, it don't work that way. Because once you get there, you all screwed up and you're screwing everybody else up. So God has to do it in reverse order. Deliverance first. Then you go through your process of being developed for your destiny. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody want to chime in, have something they want to say or share? No? Y'all quiet tonight. Okay.
I know.
Yeah. So, you know, I just want us to think about, stop running for our destiny. Destiny will work out his own self. God will work that out. Allow God to deliver you. Allow God to set you free. And then be willing for the development. Be willing. Be willing to say, you know what, Lord, I've been running. Like you said, I've been running for a long time. Lord, I'm going to just allow you to develop me. Wherever you want to take me, Lord, is fine with me. And once we get to that point, then he'd be like, well, that's all I was waiting on. Here you go, destiny right here. Bam, in your face.
You got to get there.
We got to get there. We do.
You like to sell with the work. And then tell them what the work. The world is easy. That's easy. When you accept that thing that he has for you,
uh-huh,
it comes accountability, responsibility. And with those two things, they make happy. So you know, oh, I have to be mindful of what I used to do because not that it's right or whatever, but people watch you differently. Because they're looking for that thing to try to nick it. Oh, I thought you was this Jesus girl. I thought, you know, so you have things. So you have to, once you finally stop, but it's better. And you'd be surprised that when you truly stop and you believe in what he has for you, that fight against that flesh really ain't that hard.
Right. That's the thing. It's not that hard. You just wake up and you'll be like, oh, I'm good. Like, oh, I'm good. I ain't got to go to the club. Oh, I'm good. I ain't got to sleep around. I'm just good. I'm chilling. Me and my daddy, we good. Like, life is so much easier, but we spend so many years fighting like we going to miss something in the world. When we, yeah, and we're not missing anything. We're holding up our own progression. But we just kind of want to be in and out because it's an illusion because the world looks like they're having a good time. But they're miserable. They checking out, killing themselves. They making all this money. They still ain't happy. Why we want to be like them so bad? Instead of just staying the course of what God has called us to do. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Well, y'all, I'm not going to hold y'all no longer. I said I was going to give what the Lord had for me to give. And so we're going to pray out. So, Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for this word tonight, Lord God. Lord God, we are in agreement, Lord God, for our deliverance, Lord God. We're in agreement with our development, Lord God, and shown us we are in agreement for our destiny, yes. Lord God. God, we no longer run away from those things, Lord God, but we're running to you, Lord God, to grow us up and develop us and to send us forth, Lord God, to do your will, Lord God. Lord God, give us traveling mercy as we go about our way, Lord God. Lord God, let this word mess. Marinate in our hearts and our minds, Lord God. And, Lord God, as we leave this place, God, we never, ever, ever want to leave your presence, Lord God. Let your presence reside in us daily, Lord God, Lord God. And let us always be willing to be a witness for your name. It is in Jesus' name that I pray and give you glory. Look, y'all, on the line, we thank you for calling in. In absence of our apostle, she says she loves us, but she's having a little bit of a pull-away time. And we know when she come back, she's going to be crunked up. On fire, she's going to have some words, so she's getting a little bit of rest, and I thank God for that. That's important that all of us, you know, we take vacations. Don't look at funny at the man or woman of God for taking a little bit of pull-away time to get imparted into. They pull out to us all the time, and it's time to get refilled, and so she's out at a conference, and we do bless her. And look, y'all, if y'all need to know anything about the ministry online, please make sure you look up www.ditrministries.com. Yes. And we can be found at 6209 Lakeside Avenue, Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m., our new service time. Every Sunday, we used to have a little break on third Sundays, but we are now having Sunday, we will be here at 9:30 a.m. Look, y'all, I love y'all. Go in peace, be encouraged, and know that God loves you, and we all do too. Amen.
Thank you for tuning into Ignite. I pray that something was said on today that has provoked you to seek after God the greater, and that you would make a new commitment to your God-given purpose. We would love to hear your testimonies as to how God is igniting your life. Please contact us at www.ditrministries.com. And be encouraged. Time and pressure perfects God's purpose for our lives. No matter how rough things may seem on the outside, you are a diamond in the rough. I love you, and I know God does too. Go in peace.
Give us a vision on here, tell us what's going to happen. Because he knows what's coming up. He's like, okay.